The plan that's used by Beloit and other prestigious schools like Harvard and Yale is called Early Decision. The Beloit College Vice President for Enrollment Services, Nancy Monick, says it was originally designed to help students who knew early in their senior year which school they wanted to attend.
You apply to only one school under Early Decision. You may apply to others under their regular plan, but if you're admitted under Early Decision, it is a binding agreement and you must withdraw all other applications.
But Nancy Monick says it turns out the plan rewards the richest students and penalizes students who really should be comparing schools for things like financial aid.
Part of it is my experience in talking with guidance counselors who sort of moaned about the students who would rush into their offices in the beginning of the senior year and say, I've got to apply Early Decision, I just don't know where. And that's not what Early Decision was meant to do.
Out of Beloit College's freshman class of 300 this year, Monick says only 20 were Early Decisions. But the college is in competition with East Coast schools, where she says the original student-centered philosophy of the plan has turned into a competition between college business managers.
The colleges and universities regrettably live and die by the U.S. News and World Report rankings. And if you are viewed to be more selective, well, it becomes easier if you're filling a fair percentage of your class through Early Decision.
Nancy Monick says Beloit College now has an early action option, which will allow students to enroll early and get a response by mid-December, but their final decision won't be due until May 1st. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.